Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Glory to God. We are truly lost without our Father, our Lord and Savior. We can't breathe. We can't walk. We can't talk. Genesis 2 and 7 said, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living being. Because God, by his spirit, breathed into man the breath of life. So no matter what you're going through, trial, tribulation, joy, pain, remember, just sit, take a moment out of your day, and just breathe and thank God that you are able. Again, this is Evangelist Hannah with Kingdom Builders International and Hannah's Alpha and Omega Outreach. I thank God for everyone that's on the phone line. I thank God for all the internet listeners, and I thank God for everyone who's going to listen to the program after it broadcasts. Glory to God. I give a shout-out to my friend and my sister, Prophetess Teresa. Love you dearly. And God is truly good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over the phone lines, over the internet connection, over the airwaves and the byways. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that no weapon formed against this program shall prosper. I thank you, God, that your word shall go forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside forces, God, that you will get the glory, God. In the name of Jesus, I decrease, God, and I allow you, Holy Spirit, to rise up in me and increase. I yield, I almost say, P-ya-ha-ya, to you, Holy Spirit, right now. I yield to you. Speak through me after the program tonight. Let our faith increase even the more. Your word says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So we thank you in advance, God, for what you are going to do. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, magnify you, glorify you, God. Thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy that you show to us, God. In the name of Jesus, glory to God. So, of course, tonight's title is just faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Get out your Bibles, take notes, write down scripture, because as you know, I like to give scriptures. Glory be to God, because it's the word. The Bible teaches Christians to live by faith, equipping us with the knowledge that faith is a way of living. 1 Timothy 6 and 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Faith. Fight in Greek means agon, which means a contest or a conflict. So it implies that there is an opposition and a struggle. So if you are a Christian, you are in this conflict, whether you want to be or not, because the scriptures say fight the good fight of faith. So it's a fight that you're going to have to fight whether you want to or not. So he said fight the good fight of faith. Because the enemy is interested in your faith. If the enemy can separate us from our faith, he can defeat us. If we can keep our faith intact, we can defeat him. The word of God says resist the devil and he shall flee. So as we stand on faith and resist him, even in an area in our life that we're struggling with, resist him, and he will flee. Romans 1:17 says, the just shall live by faith. Faith is a way of life for the believer. Told by the word of God to fight the good fight of faith, then there must be some enemy that we have to fight. If we are going to be successful in this fight, we have to recognize the plot, plans, and scripts of the enemy, where he is coming from, and what his tactics are towards us. He do not want us, well, first of all, when we pray, the Bible says believe as you receive. He don't want you to believe that you receive when you pray. He wants you to doubt. He wants you to be controlled by your senses, what you touch, what you feel, what you see, what in the name of Jesus. He don't want you to remember the testimony of the biblical heroes that went before us. He don't want us to count it joy, as Paul tells us to do. And he do not want you to walk by faith. He wants you to walk by sight. So tonight, I'm just going to go over some points for us to meditate on pertaining to our faith. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So first, by faith, you have to believe you receive when you pray. You have to believe your needs are met. You have to believe that you was healed over 2,000 years ago, were healed. You have to believe that you can say to that mountain, be they cast to the sea, and it shall be removed. It shall happen. Even if it don't happen that minute, you have to believe that you receive when you pray. You have to say, if I act like it is true, if you act like it is true, even though it has not physically manifested in your life, you still have to act like it is true. That's when faith is faith. When you act like the word is true. When I got this revelation to believe that I receive when I pray, so now, instead of praying for my healing, because I was healed over 2,000 years ago, I say, thank you, God. I believe I receive when I pray. Thank you, God. Now I just got to thank you, God, because I believe I receive when I pray by faith. After you have prayed what you desire for, as I said, you have to thank God. You have to continue to confess God. God, I prayed for a need to be met. I believe I receive, and my need is met because your word say that you will supply all I need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And you have to stand on it until it comes to pass. See, that we don't stand on it. We waver with it. We say, oh, it ain't coming to pass in my timing, when our timing is not God's timing. I believe I receive my healing. Because the word that he was wounded for my transgression, he was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of my people is upon him, and by his stripes I'm healed. You pray for peace. Say, I believe that I received that peace. Because the word of God says, peace I give to you. Then quote the word behind it. Confess the word behind it. Pray the word. And it shall manifest in God's timing. Second, I already said about wavering. We cannot doubt when we ask anything for God in prayer, it must be by faith. James 1 and 6 through 8 says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like the wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded, unstable in all his ways. We can't doubt the word of God and say we believe the word of God. If you pray for healing and then it don't manifest and you get hit with more pain, you still can't doubt the word of God. You can't waver. You still have to believe you receive. You can be uncertain. You have to trust God. You cannot be uncertain. You have to trust God. You cannot be moved one way and then another about what you pray. Keep your focus. Stand on the word. You have to be committed when you take God in his word. No. No matter what it looks like, stand. And when you're tired of standing and crying and praying and believing, stand some more, because it shall go to pass, come to pass. Continue to run this race. We are long-distance runners. We are not sprint runners. And by faith, we will finish this course and the race that we have in the body of Christ. Glory to God. Jesus. Thank you, God. Thirdly, we have to count it joy so our faith can produce patience. James 1 through 3 in the New King James Version says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. The Amplified Version says, consider it holy, joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into various temptations. Be assured and understand that the trials and the proving of your faith is bringing out endurance, steadfastness, and patience with no defects, lacking in nothing. We go through trials and temptations. So I'm gonna put temptations like this. When you go through trials and you're tempted not to believe you receive, when you're tempted to doubt God and waver, that temptation, the word of God says, count it joy, your trials and your temptations. If you do not count it as joy, then you react to the trials and the temptations. You're going to start doubting and wavering. I know trials are not joyful, but when you react to the trials and the temptations, the very thing that you react to will overpower you. When you get out of faith and into fear, when you're going through, we have to stay in faith. We have to continue to believe God. My brothers and sisters in the Lord, I have a personal testimony to know how it feels to go through trials and a temptation that is coming to test my faith, but to produce patience in me. It hurts. Sometimes you got to cry all night. Sometimes I couldn't get out of bed for a whole week. I had to count the spots on the ceiling. But I stood by faith. And now, as I'm getting more revelation, I have to speak that I believe, I receive, and believe it, and stand on the word of God. However, if you count it as joy, what happens is that you will not react to the trials and the temptations, and they have no control over you. I personally don't go by happiness. I go by the joy and the strength and the peace of God. Because happiness will have you wavering, but the joy and the strength and the peace of God, you can always stand on and count it joy. My body racked from pain so much, the scale broke from 10 and hit 100,000. I put my praise music on and praised him laying down. When I couldn't work no more and didn't understand, I praised him and learned to trust him. When everything I thought I had got snatched away, my world got turned upside down. Prepared every bill that came in the mail to pray that I can pay a bill. I had to stand on faith and trust him. And count it joy. So it was not that trial, that temptation to doubt God, to waver, would not overpower me. The scripture says, not the trying or testing of you, but of your faith. It's of your faith. And the enemy going to God saying, oh, she ain't going to stand. Her faith can test this. No, she ain't going to stand. You know he goes to the God and accuse other brethren. Thou counting them as joy, your trials and your temptations. And by letting patience have her perfect work, it is working out in you faith that bring patience and endurance. If our faith is not tried, it is not proved, we would not have patience and endurance. And glory be to God, I can say that I'm a very patient person. Glory be to God. I had no choice to be. Because you could be going through something, waiting on somebody, and you could be all upset if something go wrong, and you can just sit patiently like, no matter what, I can't change the situation. I can't make a person come no quicker, come to pick you up or something, or you doing something. You can't make it happen no quicker by getting upset. God is trying to produce patience and endurance. Faith comes first, but right after that is patience. Utilizing both of these qualities will help us inherit the promise. Faith and endurance, the ability to stand fast, no matter what, trust God. No matter what, trust God. I'm going to say that again. No matter what, trust God. Let God do it while you walk in faith and have patience. Abraham did not obtain the promises until he had patiently endured. As we all know the story about how Abraham's faith was tested severely, when God told him to kill his son as a sacrificial offering. Obediently, Abraham took his son, Isaac, in the firewood. Isaac questioned his father about the sacrificial lamb. Abraham said, surely, Isaac, God will provide the animal. He spoke it. He believed. When they reached a place, Abraham built an altar, bound his son, laid him on the firewood, took up the knife to kill him. And at that moment, God intervened and provided a substitute offering. God will intervene. The testing of your faith. Not you, but of your faith. Abraham saw a ram trapped in a nearby bush, and the animal was sacrificed instead of the boy. In that act, Abraham performed an extreme demonstration of his faith. When God told him and his wife Sarah that they would have a child in old age, Sarah wavered. She came to Abraham, well, you can have my handmaiden. Got her pregnant. Had Ishmael. Now, right now, we divided because of Isaac and Ishmael, because he did not stand back. But the promise still came to pass. So how many times did we try to intervene and say, God, I'm trying to trust you. I'm trying to stand on faith, but I'm going to put my hand in it. Lord, now nations are divided because of that. Four, the other biblical heroes of faith, they pleased God by means of their faith and obtained a good testimony. In the Old Testament, we are told that Enoch walked with God. In the New Testament, we are told that by faith, Enoch sees God. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. God said, all of us have at least a faith to speak as a mustard seed. Are you pleasing God? Therefore, his walk with God had to be by faith. Enoch accomplished three things through his walk with God. He pleased God. He was translated and taken up to heaven in his body of flesh and bones, so he never experienced a physical death. Glory be to God. We have some biblical heroes that we can read about in the Bible and meditate on, who faith pleased God. The word of God says that Paul asked the Galatians if they had received the Holy Spirit by works or of the law, by works of the law or by faith. Again, he asked them, how did you do miracles? Did you do it by the works of the law or by faith? Then Paul said to them, the just shall live by faith. Yet the law is not of faith, for Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, that we may receive the promise of the Holy Spirit through faith. The just shall live by faith. So faith is a way of living for us. Well, you're not pleasing God. Paul's faith lifted him above all his outward circumstances, his inward conflict, his fear. He said, our brother, when I came to you, I was with you in weakness, in fear, in much trembling, that your faith should be in the wisdom of men. Not in the wisdom of men, sorry, but in the power of God. Paul wanted the church of Corinth to anchor its faith in God rather than in men, including himself. By faith, he gloried in the tribulation, having learned to be content no matter what his external situation was, he could shout. He said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He believed that everything that happened to him was for the furtherment of the gospel. Glory to God. One of the biblical heroes of the Bible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent, acceptable sacrifice than Cain. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent, acceptable sacrifice than Cain. Abel's blood sacrifice was acceptable to God because it was a type of shedding blood of Jesus. Abel, by faith, just think about it, looked ahead to the day that Jesus Christ, our high priest, will enter the holy place and sprinkle his blood into the eternal mercy seat and attain everlasting salvation for all believers. That's deep. Glory to God. That faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. We should walk by faith and not by sight. We have to trust. The word of God says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall direct thy path. So as we trust in him and walk by faith and don't lead to understanding and don't walk by sight, he is leading the Lord and guiding us. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we do not look at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are external. The Good News Bible says, for we fix our attention not on things that are seen, but on things that are unseen. What can be seen lasts only for a time, but what cannot be seen lasts forever. Walking by faith, not by sight. We want the things that's going to last forever. We want our eternal promises. We want our inheritance. You know, on earth, we want our promises. We don't want things that's going to rust or mold. We want to be storing up things in heaven. Faith is the evidence. So God's word is the evidence of things not seen. The Bible says that Jesus is the word. We can't see Jesus. We can't be concerned about what we see. We should take God at his word, since he is the word. The word was God, and the word was with God. And God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is the same person, the Trinity. So he is the word. So we stand on faith. We stand on the word of God and walk by faith. We trust in God because he is the word. In other words, do not let your senses affect your faith, but rather affect your senses and change your environment with faith. To walk by faith, we have to leave the realm of the senses. That is why many believers don't get it. They feel secure only when they can touch something, taste something, see something, smell something. hear something. Faith is not based on those things. Faith is based on the word of God. God is the word. If he say he will supply all your needs, by faith you got to believe it. If he say he's you the head and not the tail, by faith you got to believe it. No matter what your circumstances or your situations look like, you got to believe it. You got to trust him in his word because he is the word. Whatever you walk by your senses, it will cause you to walk in fear. Whenever fear enters, faith exits. They don't operate together. You cannot walk in faith if you are walking in fear. Fear is the enemy of your faith. Fear is released to attack the faith of God's people, to create strongholds in their minds so they cannot do the mission that God has given them, the purpose, their divine destiny, to assassinate their future hope and faith in the power of God. Fear is false evidence appearing real. The enemy tried to make us fearful, so we won't walk in faith. I used to be timid about speaking my mind concerning certain things and people. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Once God gave me the revelation of it was fear, of what a person goes to say, how a person going to react. So that means I was all in the flesh, because that's still in emotions, and I have nothing to do with the spirit. I almost destroyed a good relationship because I felt one way, but I wouldn't tell this person. But I was talking to someone else, so I told them. So they decided they didn't want to go tell the person. Instead of me stepping up, because the enemy had me. Like, you don't, they're going to react this way, blah, 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 blah. So after I got that revelation, I made a list of people that I had to just say some stuff to. And as I did that, in love, I got free. I got free. I got free. I got to be able to see when the enemy was trying to operate against me and get me fearful. I got free because the Bible says resist the devil and he will flee. So as I resisted him, pertaining to fear, and say, God did not give me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And first create that stronghold in my mind until I had to take authority over that fear when it came to me and cast it down. Because God said cast out every thought, every imagination, every idea that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity of Jesus Christ. What do I call that spirit in operation? I had to cast it down. I had to take authority over it, and I had to speak the word of God over it and speak that it would never return. Glory be to God. We go from glory to glory. If we're paying attention and listening to the Spirit of God, he's still delivering us. But God has given us power and authority over the enemy. We do not have to hold on to those thoughts that the enemy fears. Try it to steal our faith. I tell people, if you don't have any peace, it's because you gave it to the enemy. He can't take it from you. It's up to you to get it back. It's up to you to speak scriptures pertaining to peace. It's up to you to walk in peace. So Jesus said, peace I give you. Peace I leave with you. And that peace is in the inside of us through the Holy Spirit by faith. The peace of God, that I don't see us. And then he tells us to think on things that is good and lovely and of good report and praiseworthy. So no matter what you're going through, if you can't think on nothing else but Jesus down on the cross for our sins and rising again and interceding on your behalf, you think on that. I know things that we walk through hurt. I know some of the attacks hurt. But we got to trust God. Lean not to our own understanding. Knowing that he said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but he shall deliver out of all of them. He says, whatever the enemy meant for evil, he shall turn it around for the good in our lives. And we got to believe that. We got to believe that no matter what your circumstances and situations are. The word of God says that our needs are met according to his riches and glory. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Not some things, all things through Christ who strengthens us. We are above and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail. We are blessed going in and blessed coming out. Everything that we set our hands on shall prosper. Because we are like trees planted by the rivers of water that bring forth their fruit in due season. By faith, do you believe that? I do. Glory to God. And we are more than conquerors through him who loves us. And that the angels of the Lord are camped around about us. For those who reverence him, 1,000 may fall at your right, 10,000 at your left. But the word of God says, no harm shall nigh your dwelling. Yea, though you walk through valleys in your life, it was in your health, it was in your finances, it was in your ministry, it was in your children, it was in your marriage, it was in your bills. He said he will not leave you or forsake you by faith. You believe that? To get these things, as well as everything that God has promised us in his word, we have to ask the Father in faith and in Jesus' name, then act like we believe that we received it. No matter how the circumstances, the situations look, we are not going by our senses. But we are going by the word of God. So my brothers and my sisters, glory be to God, walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. And if you on the phone lines or if you over the internet and you have not called on Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you're going through trials, to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you do that by faith. We have to believe that he died and rose again. If you know that God been tugging at your heart, you've been trying to do this yourself. You can't. And God want to help you. He want to love you. He wants the Holy Spirit to comfort you and lead you and guide you and teach you. So say these words after me. Father God, I know that I have sinned. Come into my heart. Forgive me. By faith, I believe that Jesus died and rose again. I need you, God. I surrender to you, God. And it ain't shot, God. And my prayer for you is that you will, that the Spirit of God will overflow you with the evidence of speaking in tongues and rivers of living water will flow out of your belly. I pray that God will lead you to a Bible study and Bible teacher, Holy Ghost filled, prophetic ministry so you can grow in the Lord. The angels are rejoicing. We are rejoicing in the name of Jesus. So I pray that you would have turned it open to the Lord. Kingdom Builders International loves you. You can go to our website at kingdombuildersinternational.org or kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. Let us know that you have accepted the Lord as your Lord and Savior. We would like to send you a Bible or audio Bible on MP3 player. We would like to stand in a faith fight with you. Send us your prayer request. We would like to pray with you. Glory be to God. And this was for you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And every Tuesday and Friday from 5 to 6 a.m., we will have intercessory prayer. At this time, I'm going to open up the phone line, so if anyone needs prayer or have a comment, then I will give you the number to call in for intercessory prayer, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m., Tuesday morning, and Friday morning. And the phone number is 218-895-0280. And the code is 7729. Join us. And God get the glory. Glory be to God. So right now the lines are unmuted. If you have a comment or a prayer request, you may come forth now.
Excuse
Glory
me.
To God. Hello?
Yes. What was the number again?
The number is
Praise God.
You're welcome. Glory to God.
Praise God,
just,
Evangelist.
Praise God.
This is Prophetess Teresa, and I'm certainly being blessed as the word was going forth, talking about faith. And we know that faith is a weapon. When we use faith against the enemy, and he can't turn our faith, that's a weapon, because the enemy truly wants to take our faith and cause us not to be able to hold out until the end comes. So he'll alter our faith, cause us not to hold fast to the profession of our faith. And so, and then also we know that faith is a fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
So we have to utilize, as you brought that word forth, truly, you know, God was speaking through you, because that's what we do as the children of God, the believers. Sometimes we'll be full of faith, and then sometimes we'll be faithless. But it's those times when we feel like it's not going to come to pass, it's not going to happen, that's when we have to endure.
Endure,
and just be steadfast, unmovable, just always abounding in the word of the Lord. And so I just praise God that that's that faith that we can stand on. And he's
yes.
faithful to us. Great is his
yes.
faithfulness to us.
Yes.
And
yes.
God is a God that's faithful to us, and truly we can be faithful to him by believing that the word of God is true.
Glory to God.
And everything that he says. So I just wanted to add that in and bless God for you just standing in faith with the broadcast and even with what you're going through and what you're dealing with right now. And God is pleased because you're standing in spite of.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, I just thank God for another opportunity to be able to teach his word so that he can get the glory. And as you go forth in ministry, teaching the word of God, the subject that God gives you, you have to walk through that. If not then, after. So this is something that I've been walking through personally, but I give God all the glory. So anyone else have a comment or want prayer, you may come forth now. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, Father, you are truly worthy of all the glory and honor and praise, God. I just, again, just thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, to be able to come before your people, God. I thank you, Lord God, for what you are doing in the spirit realm, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So again, I thank all the callers that have called in. I thank all the internet listeners. Glory to God. And I pray that you will join in next Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. and be blessed of the Lord. I see that a couple of callers just came in. If you just came in, do you have a prayer request before we get off the line?
I would like for you to pray for Sandman Rowbottom.
What you say the name is?
His name is Sandman Rowbottom.
Okay.
And his wife, Gloria Rowbottom.
Okay, Rowbottom.
Right.
Is it a specific prayer request?
Well, they're both, one has heart issues, and he's all swole up and having issues with swallowing.
Okay.
And he's having a hard time swallowing, and his wife is having, she had a pacemaker put in her heart, and she has some other issues too.
Okay, so they need prayer for healing, dear. Okay, glory to God. So the last name is Rowbottom.
Yes, it's Rowbottom.
Did I get that right? Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just come before your throne right now, Lord God, your throne of grace, Lord God, petitioning, Lord God, for the Rowbottoms, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I lift them up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and right now, Lord God, I speak to Mr. Rowbottom's heart, and I command it to operate as you intended to operate before the foundation of the world, Father God. I pray that all the fluids, Lord God, will come out of his, from around his heart and in his body, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray right now, Father God, and shut up for the bad intervention, Lord God, on his behalf, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for a miracle, Lord God, that the supernatural, Father, will happen in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you will get all the praises and honor and glory in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, if he has any unforgiveness, Lord God, or any ought against someone, Lord God, that he will ask them to forgive him, Lord God, and that he will release them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord, for your divine will to be done in his life in the name of Jesus, Father God. If it's anything that he needs to repent for, Lord God, I pray right now that he will feel you tumbling in his heart, Father God. So he got any shot. So he can be released in his spirit, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray for the strength of his wife to stand by her husband, Lord God. I pray right now the peace of God upon her, Father. I pray that she will stand in the strength and in the might of you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord, that your warring angels, God, will warfare on their behalf, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, I take the shield of faith and I quench every furious arrow, Lord God, that has been sent out against them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you will comfort the wife, Father. Comfort her, Lord God. Comfort this little body. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I pray right now, Father God. Hey, Courtney, that you will come down by your spirit and minister to both of them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray right now, Father. I take authority. Every stronghold has been sent off against their mind. I take authority right now of the spirit of any shakata of infirmities, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I speak strength right now, Father. In his body, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray right now, that they will stand by faith and believe that they receive when they ask for prayer for the healing already. That they receive, God. I pray, Lord God, that they will get the revelation, Father, of your true healing virtues, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Father God. And I lift up the woman of God that's asking for petitions for someone else, Lord God. I pray that you will continue to strengthen her, Lord God. I pray that you will continue to open up the eyes of her understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And she petitions your throne for someone else's needs, Father God. I pray that you will meet all her needs, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hey, Courtney, God, I don't want to see you, God. I pray right now a hedge of protection around her, Father God. Jesus Christ's holy name. I pray, amen, and thank God, and hallelujah, and glory be to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I come against the spirit of heaviness, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they would cast all their cares upon you, Lord God, because they're carrying stuff that they don't need to carry, Lord God, and it's heavy on his heart, Lord God. I pray that he would trust you, Lord God, that you would take care of him, Lord God, that he would cast his cares upon you, Lord God. I pray for a release in his spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And he will call on you like never before in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Is anybody else on the line that has a prayer request or a testimony? You may come forth now. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God again, everyone who has called in. Love you with the love of Jesus. Glory be to God. And I thank God for you. And I pray that you will continue to have a blessed evening and that you will walk by faith and not by sight, and that you will trust the Lord and lead not to your own understanding. And thank you for tuning in again, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.